B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, Hardy, Ramil Robinson was convicted on 11 counts of bank bribery, wire fraud, and conspiracy to commit bank fraud back in 2010.
Yeah,
he was sentenced to 6.5 years in prison. He served time. And he also was a Prop 48 guy. He did not get a 700 or higher on the SAT. So he had a sub-700 score.
Jesus, he gets 400 for filling your name out right.
I think there was another. You had to get, oh my God, 15 on the ACT.
Yep.
That was the minimum requirement.
That was the minimum.
So he either took the SAT or ACT and had below 15 or below 700.
I had two Prop 48 kids come in my freshman class, and they ended up not making it.
And yes, he is from around here. Jimmy's from Cambridge. Originally from here. Yeah. What'd you have? Two guys on Prop 48?
Two Prop 48 guys. One kid was from my area back in Pittsburgh. Another one was a pretty good receiver, and they never end up making it
it on the team.
But they were freaking good, man. Shame. But you got to go to school.
If you're good enough, and you can get that.
They give you the chance,
get on board. They'll give you the chance to prove yourself.
They gave him every opportunity, and they tried to give him all the help, all the study halls, everything, and just all they want to do is just play ball.
By the way, the Utah Jazz have banned that fan for life in Utah from their building.
I saw that yesterday.
For life, and that includes anything else that is in their arena.
They did their own investigation.
It's not a Utah Jazz ban. It is a, you are no longer allowed to be inside this building or you could be charged with trespass.
He said he had one of them camo hats, huh?
The jackass that guy
love
is.
It. Love it.
They said they did their own investigation. They have come to the decision of he is no longer allowed within the building, anywhere near it.
Good. Which tells you
they've heard stuff.
They not only believe their opposing player
right
in what he claimed was said.
Well, think about it.
But they've pretty much confirmed that it was said.
If you know where a guy sits, like on NFL Sundays, and there's only, what, 8 of them here in Foxborough during the year, you know the exact positioning of the stadium ops. You know, that's always the same orange jacket guys, security down on the field. So if there's some jack wagon yelling from your section, you're exactly getting, if there's an incident, you're going to probably say, yeah, I know exactly who that guy is. He's an a-hole. So I'm sure with the amount of, you know, basketball games, that if he's there repeatedly, you know, oh, yeah, heard stories about this guy.
Tony's in Holbrook. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Quick question.
Morning.
In case Gronk retires, who would you guys re-sign? Who would you guys sign to play tight end?
It's such a good question here, and it relates to this Gronkowski story pretty closely. They have nobody. If Gronk doesn't come back, what are they left with? Drafting a couple of guys?
That's why I'm like,
going
into
free agency and taking a flyer on someone?
I'm so under the belief that there's no way in hell they're just, oh, you know what? I'm going to go on vacation. You guys handle it. We don't know anything about Gronk. You know what? Take your time making your mind up. Oh, yeah, the tampering period started. Free agency's today. Sorry, the draft's in a couple of weeks. We're good. And just don't worry about it, Rob.
You know that
there's no way you operate this way continually, year to year to year to year.
You know that they could be sitting back saying, well, Gronk is the fallback plan. We're going to approach it like he's not coming back. We're going to go out. We're going to look at the Tyler Eiferts of the world. We're going to look at Jared Cook. We're going to look at Martellus Bennett. We're going to consider these options.
Again, to the McGinnis conversation like this.
And then
the reason McGinnis could be hearing this
is
maybe the team's telling, hey, Rob. Yeah, and we know you're going to try and hold out for more money. You ain't getting more money. Okay, you're one of the highest paid position, plus for where you need you. Say you're going to retire and call us back week 10. Okay, just be ready week 8. Be ready to go around week 8.
Okay, that could be it too.
And you're going to get your full salary.
What if they just know?
You don't have to go to camp.
What if they know?
It's like too weird. It's like
we're going to pay him the full money as our backup plan. Because if, let's say, the Patriots go to Rob Gronkowski 2 weeks from now, a month from now, whenever it might be. Rob, hope you're coming back. We plan on paying you your full salary this year.
So you really value that roster spot that much that you need your seventh gunner to run down under kicks. That's my point. I'd rather keep it as an open spot for Gronkowski. Okay, so if we need him, he's there and in. You know what I mean? Just keep him on the roster. Like, do you really value the 51st guy on the team that much? As opposed to, well, let's make sure this guy's right.
If they go to him and say, we're giving you your full money, is he going to turn it down?
No, we want to guarantee
your entire... I think they know that.
How about this? How about if we just, what if we just come to you and just guarantee the whole year right now? Okay. And just keep, stay quiet. Because we're going to play some games.
All right. We'll jump right back to your calls coming up. Also, that that woman who got attacked by the Jaguar is claiming it's not her fault. What a bunch of bullcrap that is.
That cat should've got what she deserved. More damage.
We'll get back to your calls right after this.
Zola and Bertrand. Middays on 98.5 Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bust it.
Nice!
And Bertrand 118 on a Wednesday. Make sure you download the 98.5 the Sports Hub app. Take us wherever you go. And stream us on your smart speaker. How do you do that?
They say, hey, smart.
How do you do that?
Hey, smart speaker. Put on 98.5 the Sports Hub. You say to your smart speaker, play 98.5 the Sports Hub. That's what you do. Yeah. Bam.
Boom.
Or you could just say, play Young MC, bust a move.
Young who?
Young MC.
Oh. 617-779-0985.
Young MCs?
Young Hardy, MC. Did you meet my uncle at the Super Bowl?
Oh, Uncle Beetle. I didn't.
I did. Right there in lockstep with your father in terms of scary people.
Yeah.
Scary guy.
Was he in or out on cattle? Did he hate cattle?
Oh man, he was ruthless with cattle. It was
not scary, fun.
Didn't he want to leave cattle on some curb or something?
No. He defended cattle against the waiter with the French fry issue.
He told the waiter
to get the damn French fries. That was one of he defended him there. He also asked cattle how his career moves were working.
All I know is that your father grabbed and pulled and hurt my neck.
Yeah,
and your uncle looks like a guy who would also grab and pull and hurt my neck.
You got to stop complaining about that before he does it again.
But he grabbed and pulled and hurt my neck.
Yeah, well, you'll be fine.
So Uncle Jules,
wait a minute. December of 2018.
Uncle Jules is on the line.
Nick had an issue at a bar with food or something, though?
Yeah, because he was nonverbal. He was so drunk he had gone nonverbal, so he couldn't order the French fries.
Oh my God.
We got his fries ordered. Uncle Jules in the car.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Hey.
Marky, what's up?
What's happening?
Good Super Bowl. Yeah, you got some real good friends there. I just want to talk about Kyrie.
All right, go ahead.
I just got back from the West Coast. I was out there about 10 days.
Okay.
So the scuttlebutt out there is all this team building BS they're talking about.
Yeah.
Kyrie rented a house for a week while he's out in Vegas, out in L.A.
Okay. And?
He wasn't staying with the team. So did anybody report that out here? I wasn't sure.
I haven't seen that anywhere. This is Uncle Jules exclusive.
I was wondering if you could check it out and find out, because they said that out there, everybody was talking about Durant and Kyrie are going to the Knicks.
So they rented a house, and he had a house.
Kyrie
out
rented
there.
A house while the rest of the team was in a hotel?
Correct. That's what I heard.
Wouldn't that explain why it is that the coach hadn't talked to him? The night that he didn't
I don't know.
Play?
All I'm saying is that's when and then when I saw Steven saying how great things were and they're on the same page. It sounds to me they're not even the same book, but whatever. And then one other basketball thing you were talking about last week.
Yeah, what's that?
And about the sneaker with Zion.
Yes.
The kids have, those Nike kids, team schools, have three or four different sneakers to pick from. And it seems that Zion was given a pair of point guard sneakers. and the sneaker that he had on couldn't hold his weight and stature.
Point guard sneaker?
So Zion is husky, and he wore
a ballet.
He's wearing
a point guard sneaker? Is that what he's doing?
So what he's saying is when you when the school
Paul George Paul George sneaker. It was the Paul George design.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But to his point, I'm sure that that is also true that it's not just all specifically one style. You may have four different styles to pick from as a kid. You were contracted to wear Nike as a school.
What size do you think Zion wears?
I'm going to go 17. Probably 15, 16.
If you're making a 15 or a 16,
I'm sure the stitches.
That shoe has got to be built to handle someone who's got a size 15 or 16 size foot. Typically, big, giant basketball players.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think?
You'd probably custom make that.
By the way,
those
Zion.
Little sweatshops.
Zion poking fun at Nike by wearing all that Adidas gear in the Instagram video is awesome.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Awesome.
That's great.
About this house, though. If Kyrie rented a house out there, wouldn't that explain the why he didn't play after the... the Golden State game?
No, that'd be
why no one had seen him. Wait, in a traveling party, you see everybody all the time.
Yeah,
I haven't talked to him. Well, maybe I hadn't talked to him because he wasn't at the team hotel.
Ooh, but he showed up for the game. He was with the team at the game.
Says that's word on the street out there.
But he did. He said that post game though when Kyrie was there with the team and on the bench, which made it weird.
So where did he rent the house? In San Francisco or in LA?
He said LA.
So L.A. was after that whole timeline because they didn't go to L.A. till after Sacramento.
Yeah. See, I think, you know what? And I don't think it'd be a big deal if you're going to L.A. for 3 days.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm going to stay closer to the beach because I want to walk around. I don't think that would be out of the norm for an NBA player to do that.
Yeah, traffic's not bad at all. You can get anywhere around there.
No, it's easy.
Maybe the house is
maybe Kobe loaned him a helicopter.
I don't know. Yeah.
Remember Kobe used to go to the Staples Center in a helicopter?
Well, we know from Grandy's call-in last week they were staying in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Zion is a size 14.
14?
Yeah.
Okay. Small foot. How big is he? How tall is he?
Zion?
Big dude.
That'd be 6'8".
I'll tell you exactly what he is.
6'7", 284.
He plays bigger than that.
That's the size 14. I thought he'd have a bigger foot.
How about base hands?
Wingspan is 6'10".
He was in a freshman in high school, he was 6'3", 175.
So he's only grown 4 inches.
As a senior, he was 6'7", 285.
So he grew 4 inches in high school.
Gained 110 pounds.
I was 6'5", 175 as a freshman in high school.
Barbara in Beverly, the subject line says, doesn't get the whole Bolden situation. I am right there with you, Barbara.
Hi, I don't get it. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Listen, I'm just giving my dog a cookie. I'm sorry.
What kind of cookie?
But anyway, real quick, I wanted to ask you.
Wait a minute. Are you giving the lab? See, like they told me, my retriever gets so fat if you give him your regular food cookies, like people food.
No, like, I make him little meatballs because he's got IBS, so I have to make all his food.
That's so nice.
Let me ask you a question. If Hardy is considering getting a dog.
Hardy's getting a dog this weekend.
He's considering it, and I'm just wondering if you got any tips for him.
It's been considered.
And maybe you can send over the meatball recipe in case whichever dog he picks also has the IBS.
Case of the IBS.
It was bad. He almost died at 6 months from it. He did.
What's so funny now is a beetle.
No,
that's going to be a bad day in your house if that happens, Hardy.
That's Hardy's dog.
Goldens are the best. At any rate, that isn't why I called. Sorry. I know you hate when I get off track.
No, Zoe encourages it. I mean, let's be honest.
I got one more little tidbit for you. I was there for the signing of Russ Francis years ago at the Plantation Restaurant in Braintree, and I got to sit with him and have a Coke with him and talk to him.
Supposedly, they can't find him right now. Like, there's some,
Russ Francis is missing?
They're worried about Russ. Like, sometimes he goes off the reservation for a little bit.
Hold on, Barbara. I'm sorry.
He used to like his funny cigarettes, but that's all I know.
Oh, Russ Francis, yeah, he was a free thinker, that man. Liked to fly planes.
He definitely was.
He liked to fly planes on his off days.
And they said you'd find him up the shore in New Hampshire there, body surfing, not in the summer.
In the winter.
No clothes.
Yeah, I went out with him once. He was fun, but at any rate,
he's fun. He's out.
Yeah, he was. He was different. He was unique.
He's a little bit like. He reminds me of Tom Selleck. You know what I
mean? Yeah, he was very handsome. Yeah, he's very handsome.
Hairy sucker.
Oh. Yeah, he was. And I was like a real young kid. I was just come from New York. I was 17. So
oh, my
it was
God.
Like,
I can only imagine.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. But at any rate.
Hey, little girl.
I don't understand the Bolden thing at all.
Why?
I don't understand. What are they going to pay him?
Well, not a
I
lot.
Mean, if they I pay mean, him any money at all, how many people are going to get upset? Like Edelman? Like, I mean.
I'm sure they'll love
know,
him. He's Barbara. He's a great, great locker room guy. He's been here for a long time. They let him go to my not let him go, but he went to Miami to make the money, right? Pop down there. So you, I think you're getting him back at a discounted deal. You're not paying him what Miami paid him. I'd be shocked if it's over $4 million. Shocked. I think it's like 2 years, $5 million. Good special team guy. Seamless, knows the offense inside and out. Plays hard. I know Beetle doesn't like it, but typical Patriot.
Sean, Sean is in the car. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
So, just real quick, kind of on Trey Flowers in the draft. So, I know this draft is supposed to be pretty deep on D-ends and D-tackles. The latest mock draft, I said, you can read into it whatever you want. I saw the guy Clelin Ferrell from Clemson scheduled to go to the Pats at 32. I'm just kind of wondering what your thoughts were on you know, the defensive lineman available in the draft and how that kind of affected the decision to let Trey Flowers go. Thanks. I'll hang up listening to your call.
Yeah, Zoe, give us your draft thoughts.
I don't think it has anything to do with the draft. I think it has to do with the money that Trey Flowers was commanding. They were out at that point, man. I think they'd be out at 75% of what he got guaranteed and what he got over the life of the contract at $90 million.
Karen Garigian with a tweet a minute ago. If anyone is wondering about now former Jets kicker Jason Myers possibly coming to New England, yes, I was. I was wondering. Don't. He's going to sign with another team. You'll hear about it soon.
Oh, good job, Karen.
So he is not going to New England. My guess, what happens there? You know, see that? Checks in with a source. I can't tell you where he's signing. Well, can you tell me if it's New England? It's not New England. Okay, thank you.
Oh, you need him. Yep.
Thank you. Good. I'll report that. Thank you very much.
I think Gostkowski will be back. I do.
So that answers that question. He is not coming to New England. He's going somewhere else. Rick and Lawrence. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. I was just listening to you guys going on about Zion and the shoe blow and everything. I just wanted to kind of give a little insider info. I work in quality assurance for a local shoe company.
Oh, New Balance or Reebok?
No, actually, yeah. Neither. Clark's. Clark's shoes.
Oh, Clark's. That's another big brand here. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it's all the same where we deal with the factories offshore and everything and kind of, like, go back and forth. So, you know, the whole blowout thing, I guess you could say it was a quality thing. And then you guys are talking about, like, a size 14 shoe. You know, does it require more of this and that? It's all done on grading based on sizing. So it doesn't really matter. Like, one size doesn't get more material than the other. It's graded that way from the factory.
Mm.
So that's, you know, and then as far as like saying that Nike, it was a bad product, Adidas had a blowout a couple of days later on one of their players and nobody really mentioned it. They just wanted to put Nike on the spotlight. So I just wanted to kind of like throw that out there. And, you know, and then the caller that had said like, oh, it was a PG shoe. It actually is a point guard shoe. I know it's a Paul George model, but they do have different ones. Like they have your point guard shoes, they have a small forward, a power forward, you know, your shooting guards. Yeah. They're all like, it's all based on, like, the player's preference of where they want the cushioning or the support and everything
else. Support,
so,
I'm sure. Like, low cut, mid cut.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why.
So why would someone have given him that shoe is my question.
I think it was just that the low cut, a lot of guys are going with a low cut shoe nowadays, plus it's a lighter shoe, so maybe he felt he could cut better with it, but he's too big of a guy to be cutting anyway.
Because the shoes can't handle
it? Just, and I just think.
Then all of your shoe companies, all of you guys, y'all suck.
I'm just telling you,
nobody can make a shoe for the big fella.
Can't stop.
Give
quick.
Give me a break.
Got to decelerate.
Yeah. I remember the Chuck Taylor's blowing out.
I don't know if it's a shoe. I think it's more about the athlete. I like one of the most amazing athletic feats I've ever seen. Played basketball in the offseason with Jamie Collins, and he would show up to play in these games, and he'd have high tops on with no shoelaces in them, and the tongue just like totally open, flipping to where like when he would walk, it would flip like flip flops.
It was dangerous. Turn an ankle that way.
360s. Tapping the backboard, two hands, double jams, and then he just does the backflips right across the court. Like just like backflips, just pew, pew, pew. I'm like, wow. Okay. Athletic.
Coming up next.
I can't touch my toes.
The Jaguar lady. The Jaguar lady.
I can't.
The woman who was attacked by a jaguar apologized to the zoo, admits that she apologized to the zoo.
This woman's had her 15 minutes of fame, and it's just getting too much now.
But now says the fence was to blame, not her. We'll get to her story next.
Go Jaguars.
Sports Hub headlines.
All right, as Beetle just mentioned, Karen Garrigan with this update. She said, if anyone is wondering about now former Jets kicker Jason Myers possibly coming to New England, don't. He's going to sign with another team. You'll hear about it soon. All right, I'll tell you about someone who will be re-signing with the Patriots, and that's Jason McCourty. Reportedly, he's come to terms with the Pats on a two-year deal. Meanwhile, the Chargers have a two-year deal of their own with quarterback Tyrod Taylor. Earl Thomas going to sign a four-year, $55 million contract with the Baltimore Ravens. And they're also going to add Mark Ingram. He's going to do a three-year, $15 million deal with Baltimore. Bruins lost their second straight last night, 7-4 to the Blue Jackets in Columbus. Tuukka Rask pulled in the second period when the score was 5-1. The Bees will continue their road trip tomorrow night in Winnipeg. Celtics off again tonight. They'll host the Sacramento Kings. Headlines are brought to you by Dr. Mark Lowney in Fall River, offering Gainswave, a revolutionary medical treatment for ED. It's painless, no pills, no shots. Visit sexualwellness.boston or call 855-509-3767. Results may vary. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get your headlines anytime on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What's up? Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The only way we got it to release was by
a water bottle. Oh, perfect. Through that slot.
Hey, okay. Here, I got some.
I need to keep my ASAP over here, please.
Anybody, call Deb. Right, anybody.
Deb on legs, please.
You guys got a game?
Yeah.
I can't get enough of that.
This is the dummy that got attacked by the jaguar at the zoo in Phoenix, the Wildlife World Zoo. She now says, quote, I never crossed the barrier. I was not trying to get a selfie. You'll hear from her in just a moment. But this is the same woman who apologized to the zoo earlier in the week for the incident, which I thought was appropriate. And she admits that she apologized. Let's hear from her. She only wants to be identified by her first name, Leanne.
Right. Now, this is the issue, too, because she did go back and apologize right away. So we're going to start with the interview here with Leanne. That's all we know her by.
I never crossed the barrier. I was not trying to get a selfie. If I was trying to get a selfie, I think my injuries would be in a different place.
Already.
What, your gut?
I think. You know, if I was trying to get a selfie. All right, I don't care if she's trying to get a selfie. Selfie, did you go over the barrier? Did you go over the barrier?
And who said it was a selfie? I only read it as she was trying to take a picture.
I read it as
both. I thought
it was
a closer picture of the animal.
I never crossed the barrier. I was not trying to get a selfie.
Okay.
Then why would you apologize?
So then how did the jaguar get to you if you didn't cross the barrier?
I was trying to get a selfie. I think my injuries would be in a different place.
Fine. It would have been on the back of your head. I mean, your head pressed up against the cage. Fine.
I was never in the enclosure. I never passed the barrier. But I do admit to leaning over the barrier.
Now we're getting into a gray area. Leaning over the... Well, doesn't that count as crossing over
Yeah, it
barrier?
Does.
A little bit.
What are you leaning over anything for?
So what now with your relationship with the zoo? Because you have...
I don't have a relationship with the zoo. I buy a ticket and I go in and then I leave before closing time. That's the extent of our relationship.
Your relationship with the zoo.
Met with them and apologize.
Yes. So I met with them the next morning. I mean, we got released in the middle of the night from the hospital. I went straight to them the next morning. I asked if I could meet with them. I wanted to speak with them. I wanted to clear the air. I apologize to the zoo because they don't need this. They don't need the backlash, the media. I never went to the media, and I never would have. I didn't want this big thing that's now apparently national. I was in the wrong for leaning over the barrier, but I do think that maybe...
You just said you're in the wrong for leaning over the barrier!
You're either over the barrier or not over the barrier.
You can't say I never passed over the barrier and then say I was in the wrong for leaning over it.
For leaning over the barrier. But I do think that maybe the zoo should look into moving their fence back.
Oh, no, you're right, lady. It's the zoo's fault.
They should move it back.
They should put a second barrier in front of the first barrier so that idiots like you can't find your way to lean over the barrier. Oh, what a moron.
I was told that it's at federal regulation. But if that jaguar can get her paw through the fence and anybody can reach out.
Wait. So now the story is changing again. She didn't lean over. The jaguar stuck its paw through the fence.
Okay.
She can't even get her story straight.
You know what? I gotta ask my friend Tom about this.
She's so full of it.
Because he sent me a video. He went to this zoo and he sent me a video of that he took from that zoo. And, yeah. I mean, he can't tell if they're zooming in, but, I mean, it's close.
Okay. Do you ever see the movie We Bought a Zoo with Matt Damon?
You know what?
Good movie. Cute movie. The guy that's the zoo inspector, he plays the head of the Tone Rangers in Jennifer Aniston's brother that they think is the Sprite. He's the head of the Tone Rangers. And he is the zoo inspector. And there are specific regulations where he comes out the measuring tape because there needs to be that clearance between the extent of where the animal can reach through, where he's protected. Now, I got this all through a movie. And to where an adult can reach.
Federal regulations.
Now, I was told there's a federal regulation that needs to, they need to back their barriers up. So what? If you apologize because the zoo doesn't need this, why are you still talking? Why are you
I would have never gone to the media, but yeah, I do want to sit down for a Q&A.
Why are you doubling down now? And by the way, Kyler Murray is going to be my takeaway for today because we got some issues.
All right, I'm going to find out from Tom if because he's a tall guy. If he thinks he would have been able to reach.
Well, here's a thought.
Hi, Tom.
Here's a thought.
Yeah.
Nice. Don't reach over the barrier. Watch the animals from a safe distance.
This is like
behind the barrier.
This is right. Like getting in the shark cages and holding fish. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put my hand through the cage and try and feed the shark before the shark bites my hand off.
Yeah, you didn't leave the shark cage.
Right.
You stuck your hand through.
I was in the cage, but my hand was through the cage. Like, it's a technicality.
Stay out them jaguar enclosures.
Not the first, and if they don't move the fence, I'm probably not going to be the last. So I offered to start a donation, a collection, a...
Fundraiser.
Whatever
stupid,
I can.
For what? Stupid idiot.
To raise the money to move the fence back.
I'm going to start a donation.
Hey,
she sounds like you're going
to
start.
Don't lean over the fence. You don't need to move the fence.
She's got a bit of vocal fry.
Yeah,
she likes the attention.
I hope she goes back to the zoo and tries to lean over the fence again. I think that
she does it in the middle of night.
So I know it. I'll tell you what. Why don't you next time go try and take that selfie?
You could drop donos.
Yeah,
drop.
I have no idea.
Get a GoFundMe page going for the zoo because this idiot got attacked by a jaguar.
I don't know what this is. It is labeled. I'll tell you what it's labeled. Jaguar lady reenacts attack.
Play it.
Shall we?
Yes.
And then between the barrier and the fence where the jaguar is at is bushes, thorny bushes.
For about 3 feet.
Yeah, I don't have the exact measurement.
Thorny bushes.
Not thorny.
Oh, I was like,
you know, bushes, you just see them and like, I'd like to go behind those bushes and take care of some business.
Where the jaguar is at is bushes, thorny bushes.
For about 3 feet.
Yeah, I don't have the exact measurements. But I had leaned over like this to take a picture, and I was probably about this far out. Again, admitting that I was too close to the fence.
Not expecting that the jaguar's paw comes out.
This paw to come out of the fence.
You weren't close to the fence. You were over the fence.
Sorry. And so for how long were you in this tug of war leaning over the barrier?
I don't know exactly. You know, in that moment, you feel like it's eternity. My daughter said it was probably a good 3 to 5 minutes.
She has a daughter?
Whoa!
Hold on.
She went 3-5 with the Jaguar?
Whoa!
That's after the fact.
Was that the daughter? Is that the daughter screaming?
Was that in the horny bushes? Wait a second. What was that sound again?
What the hell went on in there?
That sounded like horny. No, that's after the.
It is the horny bushes.
No, no. Thorny, and that's post-attack. That's something different.
Wow.
3-5 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow. Because she said that she was screaming for help for a good couple minutes before anybody even came.
And this is the point you want to make, that perhaps this barrier is too close, even if it meets Federer's
name. Who's the Brit? Who's the Brit interviewing?
Yeah, where did they get a British guy in Phoenix?
Yes, hello.
Hold on.
I'd like to bring awareness to the Jaguar.
Even if it meets Federer's name.
Hey, you better be careful. You might get another email. Better get back to sports.
We got an email.
That should be your takeaway. You should read that.
I'm going to read that email of the day.
That's going to be your takeaway.
Yeah. Jaguars are a football team. What's the problem?
It's a good point.
And
the cat does hunt for sport.
Yeah.
It's like a sport hunting cat. It's a black cat.
You know what? She didn't get what she deserves.
Yeah, she needed more.
If she got what she deserved, she would have been pulled over the barrier. She would have been pulled over the barrier by the big cat. And the big cat would have said, "What are you doing leaning into my habitat? Get out."
I support the zoo. I just want to make sure that they make it safe for others.
It is safe, as long as you don't lean over a barrier where there's wild animals on the other side. Use your brain. Use common sense. No, please, let me know when the GoFundMe page starts. And I'll make a donation. Drop donos. Can drop some donos for the zoo. Today's takeaways are coming your way.
I thought she was going to say 3-5 seconds.
Right after this.
Yeah. Minutes!
Zoe and the Beatles. 95 The Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Time now for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If your doctor recommends losing weight, do what a lot of people in the Boston area have done. Go to Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Check it out, Awaken180WeightLoss.com.
Let's start with this, though. Start with your observations of Kyler Murray's
pro day. I hate this stuff because I watched the kid a lot this year, and I think the kid can play. Bottom line, you put on the film, you flip on the tape, the kid can play the position.
Looks nervous.
When you go to the combine, you don't do any of the drills. I thought he should have thrown at the combine because nobody stood out at the combine. I thought the quarterbacks really weren't great this year. He's having his pro day right now, Kyler Murray. And if you ever watch Julian Edelman warm up prior to the start of a game, he does it as a joke. He comes out with these cutoff shorts where it's really like those old Bruce Jenner, you know, sprinting shorts, super short shorts. Kyler Murray has those on today, I think, intentionally to make his legs look longer. Because if he came out long baggy shorts, you start to look at it. He has a towel.
I will say this, though, those shorts are coming back into style.
Well, they are.
Kids.
They are.
They're wearing them a lot now.
If you're a short guy, you really don't wear long shorts because it looks like you have pants
on. He's got them cut very high to expose a lot of leg.
You know what I mean? They're up there, and he has a towel. Most quarterbacks do have a towel, and he keeps grabbing it. I think it's Jim Zorn that's orchestrating the drill in front of him, who I'm not a big fan of to begin with. But it looks like they brought their own set of balls, meaning maybe it's 8-10 footballs, NFL regulation footballs that aren't doctored, to where, okay.
Oh, so you're saying the guy running the workout will bring the footballs?
Or the league does, or teams might say, hey, throw this ball. You know, he can't work with the footballs. This is the way it's going to be. If you're going to be a top pick and it's the difference between $8 million and $10 million per year, like those guys get slotted. And if I'm going to take a chance on a guy, can he throw the footballs we're going to have on Sundays?
They need to have a Dorito dink there.
He's been late and behind on, I'd say, probably 40% of his throws.
It hasn't looked good.
And he's also not running today, which tells me maybe he's a little heavy. and he's sweating like crazy, which, look, ball's high again.
And he wouldn't get measured. He would not do his height again, which tells you he faked the height.
This is against air. And I thought Paxton Lynch was horrendous in his workout. And everybody, you know, was, oh, phenomenal. I thought he was horrendous. And Elway blew that one. But I don't, it's not a good day for him today.
Short quarterbacks.
You know, like when a guy works out, you just sit there and I just, okay, it's seamless. The guy looks like he's got
oh, another one. He can't.
Ball's late.
Everything's high. Everything's ball's late away, high. Too.
He's got Dan Copen out there catching balls for him. Who the hell is that?
It's the tight end there. I don't know.
I mean, he could be tight. It's a big day. He's a kid.
By the way, Jim has noticed a lot of Patriots jackets in the crowd.
Well, they got a lot of scouts. They got a lot of talent there for their pro day.
So they got some representatives from New England.
We never got a chance to talk about the scouting of the scouts story earlier this week. Ooh. Maybe we'll get to that.
Another update, that kicker, Jason Myers, he is going to Seattle. Appears to be 4 years, $16 million, somewhere in that range. So you got a kicker. Kicker's coming in right at $4 million bucks right now. So that would probably be the going rate for Guskowski.
And old aging safety's coming in around $12
million. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely ridiculous money. Unbelievable. On the safeties.
Earl Thomas.
Let's get to this takeaway. Paulie in the truck, Paulie and Dedham. Good job by Felger hanging up on him the other day.
Back in his slot. Paulie's back
enjoyed
in his midday
slot.
Enjoyed
the hell out of
slot.
That. Yep. He came on today and just rattled off a million names.
Free agent signings. You got to have your nose tackle. We got to have our nose tackle back. Katie Shelton's up and running. He's still got plenty of gas in the tank. He's not going to pull the same crap that Branch did when we re-signed him. You got to sign him. And if not Malcolm Brown, then you got to bring in Jernigan, I'd say. No one Pierre Garçon. I never really liked him much. Sure, but I always did like Cobb. I think Tom Brady has dreams of indefensible back shoulder throws to Tyrell Williams.
I mean,
that was unedited, by the way.
Right.
Was not a call that we edited down. That is an unedited piece of audio. All we added in was the dings.
But as you know, with Paulie, there's never a discussion. He just goes on and on. And
I like this call to Felgram as better yesterday.
Oh, it's awesome.
I know.
That was
it was good.
Fantastic.
Felger hung right up on him, right? Like he should have. Go back to your little time slot.
Go back to the midday.
It's like when those kids call. Oh, you want to call Adam Jones, 6 p.m. He and our Christian RK. You want to call Damon Amendolara, 617.
By the way, text from Maz, who's coming up on Felger. Maz, is it possible that the Jaguar woman just found out she's going to have extensive hospital bills and her insurance is only going to cover a portion of it?
Well,
yeah, I think that might be the case being made here.
And listen,
she doesn't like to sue them.
They don't deserve this, the zoo. They don't.
Yeah.
She's trying
to act like a friend of the zoo.
Check your Twitter feed. I'll retweet it right now.
From Bruno?
No, this is from Constantino. And then Tom, who you know, Zoe, I asked him, I said, hey, you've been to that zoo. Could you reach that cage? He said, this is a quote, I think there's a waist-high wall a couple of feet in front of the cage. You could probably lean over the first wall and stick your arm in the cage.
There is. Someone sent us a photo of it.
No.
It's a waist-high wall, and then it's at least 3 feet before there's a wire fence, which means
why would
she
still want to do this?
I'm just saying.
Leaned up on the cage? What an idiot.
She's dumb, but it's a little reckless on the zoo part if you can actually reach out and touch the jaguar.
Disagree. I'm looking at it. Have a great rest of the week.
Okay.
You guys do this on your own.
Hey, now.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.